Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Great having you here. The Knicks, by the way, are going to get a tampering charge. Going to cost them a second-round pick, most likely, and maybe some money.
All because Mark Cuban is a sore loser. It's really what it's
essentially
about.
But all they had to do is wait till 6:30.
No.
Like, they announced the deal at 6:01.
Didn't more
so
than
the
matter.
Deal had to be done.
I disagree. I think Cuban was such a baby about this thing. He was so pissed off that some of Knicks management were at a Mavericks game.
Yeah.
He felt like there was collusion to begin with.
Well, there was.
No, Craig, I'm not disagreeing with you.
They hired Jalen's dad.
I get it.
And Jalen's agent is Leon Rose's son.
Don't you think that this is happening all the time in the NBA? And the only time they do anything about it is when the disgruntled team files a grievance and complains about it.
And you know what I say as a Knicks fan? Too bad.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, like, I care.
The Knicks weren't doing anything that every other team hasn't done.
Everyone does. These deals are done well before the deadline.
But Mark Cuban's a baby.
That's all. He's a baby. What is it?
Well, it's just he has no room to say anything because he could have extended Brunson while he was under contract for the team and the Knicks couldn't even offer him anything.
Yes.
They didn't come to an extension. So once he hits the open market, you can't be mad that a team outbids you.
Now, I'll tell you, it's not the greatest look when World Wide West is sitting courtside. we signed the guy, but good for the Knicks.
Yeah. They wanted their guy. They targeted their guy. They got their guy.
I'm not even saying he's the right guy to go get, but from that standpoint, good for the Knicks. If we have to get dirty, we'll get a little dirty.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to give up a second-round pick. We're going to, though.
It's
stupid.
I don't disagree, but that's the penalty.
Yeah, but it's because Mark Cuban's a baby.
He is a little baby, isn't he?
He's a baby.
You big baby.
I lost Jalen Brunt. Wah. Shut up.
And bing bong. And for that reason, I'm out.
Right.
Sorry about that little shark tank there for you. Here's Gage in New Jersey. Gage, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great, kiddo. What's up?
So I want to talk about the Mets and the Braves.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but after watching that team be in first place for over 100 days and then collapsing, the Braves, 3.5 games behind, is starting to scare me.
Who's collapsing?
By the way, Evan, hold on for a second.
Well, who's collapsing?
You know what I like about Gage?
What?
Gage is like when the wolf puts on Granny's clothes to eat Little Red Riding Hood. Gage is a Yankee fan.
Oh, that's why you said collapsing.
He is trolling your ass right now. You're not a Mets fan.
If you're not trolling, who is collapsing?
I swear to God, I'm a Mets fan.
Who is collapsing? You use the word collapse.
No, I said last year the Mets collapsed.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay, he's a Mets fan. He's legit.
He's not.
But this Mets team isn't collapsing.
No, to the contrary.
I know, but the 3.5 games back now. It's
because the Braves don't lose, and the Braves are the defending world champions. And you know what the Braves did that maybe the Mets can learn from? While they were kind of miring through this mediocre season, dealing with injuries, Ozzie Albies, Acuna missing time, they called up a 21-year-old prospect who had never played above AAA. His name is Michael Harris. You can look it up. Michael Harris has been awesome for the Braves.
Sure.
Since they've called him up, they're 25-10.
Not bad.
Sometimes calling up a young prospect, even if they haven't played above AA until yesterday, is actually the right call. But look, the Braves are good. This is going to be a fight.
This should not be. Listen, it's close. You're in a pennant race for sure. But that's not because of the Mets failing. See, last year, the Mets collapsed.
Correct.
This year, there's a team just playing lights-out baseball.
So here's what happened last year. Not only did the Mets collapse, Craig, but before they collapsed, they allowed mediocre teams to stay in the race. Okay? They never were able to really create that distance. This season, the Atlanta Braves are really good. The New York Mets happen to be really good. They're on pace to win 100 games, something they've only accomplished three times in the history of the franchise.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you get any solace from the fact that you're, at the bare minimum, a lock to play a postseason game?
First of all, they're not a lock to do anything, so let's take that word out of your mouth.
That's all done.
But yes,
it is
nice.
They may not win the division, but they're a lock to play a game in late October.
It is nice to have the security blanket of one of the three wild card spots, but the goal here is to win this division and avoid a wild card series in which anything could happen in a best of three.
Yes, well, but at least you have that.
Have what?
You've got that. You're going to be a wild card
team. It's not a lock.
At the bare minimum.
It is not a lock.
It's a lock. Come on. How many teams are going to win 100 games this year?
Well,
Come on.
But the Mets may not win 100 games. All I said is they're on pace to win 100 games.
Games over 500.
Yeah.
You're feeling pretty good about yourself.
No, I don't
Forget
like,
about Atlanta.
I don't like
who are you worried about?
Your lock comments. You've got a bad history when you point to my team and say something is a lock.
Wow, who saw the collapse coming?
A lot of Mets fans.
I mean, come on, man. Who saw that kind of collapse coming? They were in first place, as you know, more than any other team last year in the National
League.
This is
a different team, though. Yeah. I think we all have to admit that. This is a better team.
Yep.
And this is a team that hopefully is trending in the right direction when it comes to health between Scherzer and DeGrom coming back and Bassett coming back and a front office who I think, and look, last year they tried. They traded for Javier Baez, even though they gave up Pete Crow Armstrong, which is probably not a good decision. They're going to make a move before the deadline.
Listen, 10-5 is all that matters to you.
10-5 what?
10-5. That's all you got to do.
What does that mean? The goal?
You don't have to do anything else.
Goal before the break or something?
No. 10-5 is all you got to do.
So what does that mean?
If you do 10-5, you will win the division and you're all good.
Oh, 10-5 in the 15 games against
the
Braves?
You have 15 games left against Atlanta.
10-5.
If you go 10-5,
10-5,
you win the division.
How about?
It's a lock.
How about?
Yeah.
Let's see.
8-7?
I was going to say 9-6, but yeah. You know what's funny? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but starting this weekend, the New York Yankees play a bunch of games against the Red Sox. They play them seven times
in, I think.
So if the Red Sox want to get back into the race, you know what they need to do in those seven games?
Yeah.
7-0.
And they'd still be eight games out.
They would be, yes.
Here's Eladio in Clifton, New Jersey. Eladio, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm fine. I feel like I just hit Lotto finally getting through.
Yeah, I feel the same way every day I come to work.
Listen, love the show. I listen to it every day after work with my coworker, George King. I was at the Gotham Comedy Club. Awesome show and great meeting you guys in person as well.
Thank you.
Stuff like that. Funny story. I've been listening about this sexy blue eyes. Couldn't wait to see that short clip you guys did.
Yeah.
When his face came on the screen, I was, oh my gosh, we umpired together. I hadn't seen him in months.
Okay.
We umpired baseball together. It was the most incredible thing. But Evan, real quick, I agree with you. The Mets need to stop this thing where they don't bring up their young players. You got Vientos and you got Alvarez raking it in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Why don't they take a shot?
And especially now, because let's say you call up Alvarez today and let's say he struggles. That will further the import on trading for somebody before the deadline.
Exactly.
If you wait till July 31st, it's all an unknown. And like I just cited with the Braves, they called up one of their top prospects. He's been awesome. The team's been awesome. And oh, by the way, he didn't play above AA either.
And by the way, the other part of that is the rest of the team is good enough to carry a guy if they have to also.
Right, you're not asking him to be a savior. You're asking him to be a contributor.
And people keep saying if he gets exposed, it diminishes his trade value.
That's ridiculous.
I don't buy that. He's 20 years old.
That's ridiculous.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Plus, you know what he's got? He's person, and I've never really seen him. I saw the highlights of him throwing a guy out in the home run.
So my tweet last night of him getting an RBI single with the bases loaded.
He's got it. He's got that Alonso minor league attitude. I want to play now.
Yeah, he compared himself.
I'm ready to play now.
Compared himself to Vlad Jr. And the catching question, because I understand he's a catcher. We all get that. We all understand the importance of learning that position, and that position, especially with a pitching staff that's based on veterans. I'm not suggesting he has to come up and catch every day. Could he catch once or twice a week? Sure.
Or if is he going to catch Scherzer and DeGrom?
Well, let's see. Let's see how he works with these guys. I would want input from Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom and how they feel working with the kid. But it's about his bat. It's about his bat. Because right now, Craig, the DH spot has not offered much production for the Mets this season.
By the way, Ron S&Y, a little bit early today, because the Mets start early, so I was teasing the camera there. 3:30 to 5:30 today on S&Y, and I love the folks at S&Y. What great people they are.
Why are you kissing their ass right now?
I'm not kissing anyone's ass. Just solid,
giving,
loyal, gracious people.
I know you.
Yeah.
And usually you throw a shot at S&Y. Like, there would be a 3:30 to 5:30. Why are we on at 2 o'clock?
We are fortunate to be on SNY, and I'm thrilled with the partnership.
What is your motive here?
I got no motive.
Did you have such a good time in the SNY suite? That was
great. I had a very good time, by the way.
They did a great job.
You know why?
Why?
Because they impressed me.
Which part?
Pizza.
Pizza was good.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack was good.
1800 tequila, the only tequila you'll see me drinking publicly. I can tell you that right now.
They were so nice with the food. By the end of the game, they were like, we've got more food.
Yeah, it was weird, right?
Like, are you guys really done eating?
This one gal came around and said, fellas, there's pizza. And we were like, wow, we're pretty stuffed.
Right.
No. And then someone came up to me and said, hey, Carton, you good with the food? Did we do a good job?
Yeah.
And I go, you did a great
job.
They
know what kind of critic you are.
Yes. So I'm just in love with the folks at SNY. What wonderful people.
Something's up.
Wonderful
Something's
people.
Something's up, and I need to figure it out.
Just good people who want the best for us.
What are you looking for?
What
are
happened?
Gary, Keith, and Ron going on vacation, and you want to broadcast the game? Like, what is going on?
By the way, I would like to broadcast the game, of course. Why wouldn't I?
Is that the motive here?
No. No. I mean, 4 tickets to the Grateful Dead at Citi Field might not kill someone, but that's not the motive.
You like the SNY suite.
I already asked for it. Yeah. They don't have it.
They don't?
They don't. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah. Much like WFAN doesn't have it. For baseball events, it's a la carte.
You wouldn't even ask them for like a Met-related event?
I'm going to call the Mets up for the tickets.
What about the Keith Hernandez retirement jersey this Saturday? You don't want the suite for that game?
No.
How about Old Timers game?
Nah.
They
invited me to be on the field for that.
For what?
Old Timers
game. What would you do?
They want to mic me up.
And what?
Roam around.
And talk to people?
Yeah.
That's working.
But A, it's work. B, I felt like that's Gelb's job.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't want to, step on toes.
Plus, you wouldn't know half the guys.
Plus, no. I wouldn't know half the current guys. It's the old, I know all the old guys. You play now for them?
When Charlie O'Brien shows up, you're going to know who he is?
No.
Okay.
No. Is he playing?
I hope he's still alive, by the way.
No, come on. He's going to be dead.
Charlie
O'Brien?
Mets. No, he was on the early 90s Mets.
Oh.
He's a catcher with blonde hair.
Yeah, he was not invited to come back.
Yes, he was. He invited everybody except
Lenny Dykstra. Yes. Charlie O'Brien?
Yeah.
He was not invited.
I like
to
Charlie
play.
O.
If no offense to the O'Brien family, if Charlie O'Brien got up for that bat, 35,000 people would go, who the hell is
that?
No,
I don't disagree with that, but don't you think they're inviting everybody?
I don't think they are.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think they're going like
I know
Jay
for a fact
Horowitz.
They're not.
So what's the line then?
They invited 65, I think, guys.
What's the line? Like, do you invite Jeremy Burnett or no? Do you invite Mo Vaughn? No.
If you want me to get the list, I'll get it.
Yeah, get
I don't
list.
Have it.
I want to see the list.
But there's also I don't want to put a fake percentage on it, but I was told a healthy percentage of guys that they invited are coming.
But not playing.
But are not playing.
Well, there's only a certain amount of guys that can play. Here's the guy I really want to know.
Now, Darryl Strawberry, for example, is physically going to be there. He's coming.
But he's not playing.
But he said he can't run.
Oh, what's up with Doc, by the way?
Doc was invited.
No. And there's something else with Doc.
Go ahead.
I got a few messages over the week. It was over the weekend or a few days ago.
Go ahead.
That he was promoted to be at a Staten Island Ferry Hawks game.
Okay.
And had to cancel at the last second. And I think Staten Island did great. They said, listen, we're going to give you your money back. Like, they were very good to the fans.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of fans concerned, like, is everything all right with Doc? Now, I have no idea. He could have just been ill for all I know.
I don't know the answer
to that.
Hopefully
Doc's doing
all
right.
Years ago, before I dealt with my stuff, I was pretty close to him. And I remember I did get a phone call once where he was missing. And there was a group of guys that, or I guess, were very close to him who had been through this before,
right,
where they had to go find him.
Wow.
Now, it's not always negative. It's not always a bad thing. It's not always what our minds go to.
No, unfortunately, that's where our mind
but
goes, though.
If Doc misses an event, the immediate thought is, uh-oh.
That's what I thought when I saw those messages.
But I'm not aware of that.
Ask the Ferry Hawks. You're close to them. Find out.
Well, I mean, all they're going to know is that he didn't show,
no,
right?
No, but they may know, yeah, we spoke to him, it's okay. Like, they may know something. They're going to know more than I know.
I don't want to make that phone call.
All right, don't make the phone
call. If you want me to make the call, make the call.
Well, it wasn't
I don't really want to make that call.
It wasn't necessarily for me. It was for anyone who bought tickets to that event or anyone who loves Doc and cares about Doc.
Listen, I'll tell you one thing about Dwight Gooden. You know, non-drugs and that stuff. He loves to swing a bat. Loves it.
He loved it when he was a player.
Because we've played a lot of softball together over the years, and all he wants to do is swing the bat.
Right.
And he could swing it.
And, well, he could as a player.
Yeah.
I heard Doc wants to be the starting pitcher at the old-timers
game. No, there's no shot of that.
That's what I heard.
No, someone's lying to you.
Someone's BSing
Someone's
me?
Lying to you.
That he no doesn't want to do that?
I think he wants to swing the bat.
Oh, so he doesn't want to pitch?
My gut, and I've not talked to him in a bit, is that he wants to get up there swinging the lumber.
Yeah.
I don't think he has any interest in pitching.
Doc wanted to bat left-handed, and the Mets wouldn't let him because they didn't want that throwing shoulder exposed.
He's legit,
he was a good hitter.
I know it's softball, and it's a terrible comparison, but the one thing I'd say about softball is you can tell right away, has the guy ever swung a bat before? Sure. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would think so.
And I can tell you that I've seen that dude rake.
Well, I got bad
and
news
I know
for
it's
you.
Softball, but...
Yeah, when they play the old-timers game in late August, it's going to be baseball.
Yeah, but
sorry.
I mean, they're not throwing 90.
No, they're not throwing 90, but
like, you could probably make contact in an old-timers
game. Well, John Franco's pitching, definitely, yeah.
You just can't help yourself.
Well, I'm just saying.
A reminder to you about my dear friend John Franco.
What's that?
He is not above the accidental punching you in the face.
I thought it was the drilling in the back.
He would do that, too. He would do that, too. Remember where John comes from.
I love
Remember
John
where John
Franco.
Grew up.
You got to understand, as a Met fan, we all love John Franco. We like to bust his balls,
but
we love John Franco.
You bust his balls.
I'm a diehard fan. I'll bust his balls all day.
You have to remember where Johnny grew up.
I know.
He grew up in the projects of Brooklyn.
I understand.
He grew up throwing knuckles.
He's a true New Yorker.
To survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Johnny.
He doesn't want you,
let me tell you,
taking shots.
When he gets announced on Old Timers Day,
they're gonna
I'm
going to
give
ovation.
Him a standing ovation.
Yeah.
And I've been really thinking. I know my dad's mentioned he wants this. I'm thinking of buying myself a 31.
The original Franco.
31!
Yeah.
Johnny Franco jersey. Thinking about it.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
In other words, a Piazza leftover jersey that didn't have his name on it yet? By the way, we were asked if we wanted to have Piazza on the show. I was like,
You're not interested in talking to Mike?
I mean, I said ask Evan. If you say yes, it's yes. Do you want to have Piazza on the show?
I've never talked to
Mike. It's the day after the Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah, I got some questions for Mike. I'm sure you know what they are.
Yes, Roger Clemens.
I can't get over it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's not, look, am I going to say, why did Roger do it? No. But, like, Mike, what the hell were you thinking as that bat's being thrown at you?
You know, he's never been asked that?
I don't remember.
Someone had to ask him,
I don't know.
Like, at some point, didn't someone say to him, hey, walk me through the Piazza incident?
I know it's old news, but a lot of things are old news. A lot of things in one's career is old news. The 9/11 home run, obviously. The home run against a side-arming John Smoltz, obviously. The World Series against the Yankees, obviously. And then Roger Clemens being a juiced-up bastard. That's the other thing.
Yeah. Roger Clemens!
All right, so I'll tell them we want to have him on.
Do you not want to talk to Mike?
I'm kind of like Mike Piazza'd out.
Have you ever talked to Mike?
Not in a long time.
No, ever.
Yeah.
Like you've had him on Boomer and Carton?
Once or twice, maybe.
See, Joe and I never had him on. So I think that's what...
All right.
If we had had him on before, I'd probably say, I've talked to Mike, it's fine. I've never talked to Mike Piazza. Never.
Huh. All right.
Never.
All right. I used to be friendly with his brother, actually.
Really?
Yeah, his younger brother.
And what happened?
Well, they live in Philly. You know.
That's not
as soon as I left Philly, I dropped, other than my wife, everything else stayed there. Yeah, I forgot I ever lived there.
So you're very similar to Bill Belichick. When Belichick became a Patriot head coach, he dropped everybody, including his old buddy, Craig Carton.
That he did. That's a true story, as confirmed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you did the same thing?
Well, no.
Yes.
I mean, I still talk to my in-laws. But there's like a rule I think you have to. I think, you got to stay around for them. All right, so we'll have Mike Piazza on. It's the day after the All-Star stuff. Or the Hall of Fame stuff.
No.
When is that?
You're not right about any of those things. It's after the Subway Series. The Mets play the Yankees.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Yeah, I read the email.
Oh, you got the email too?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
I just didn't write back to the email.
Got it. And I told them go talk to Evan.
I'm not a big writer backer. Yeah.
Got it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I did see over the July 4th holiday, where we celebrate our great country, that Brittany Griner, the WNBA player who is sitting in a Russian prison, handwrote a letter to President Biden asking for his assistance in getting her and other Americans that I guess are being held in some kind of Russian prison home as quickly as possible. And she even referenced her dad being a Vietnam vet and her love for the country and how July 4th was always a family celebration, on and on and on.
Right.
So,
but nothing's going
to
happen.
I don't think anyone from the White House responded that I saw.
Because they're not going to do anything.
It does not appear that way.
They're not going to do anything, and what are they supposed to do at this point,
unfortunately? Do you think if she hadn't been such a staunch, I'm not standing for the anthem personality, that this would have gone differently?
No, not at all.
You think it has nothing to do with it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
You think this current administration is saying we're not going to help you because of that? No, no shot.
No, I don't think they're saying that.
I don't think it has anything to do with it whatsoever. I think, unfortunately,
I think we got to get all the Americans home if we can.
Yes, and we aren't able to do that. We aren't successfully able to do that.
I saw that Russia said they wanted to trade Britney's freedom for some, like, lunatic arms dealer that we have in prison.
And we're not
going to
do that.
And we're like, look, no.
No.
Sorry.
I mean, it's negotiating with terrorists, essentially.
Essentially, right.
And we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, yes, she's a big name, but unfortunately, because it sucks, I think it's unfair what's happening.
Did you see the other thing they do in Russia? So, when you're in a position like she's in, and this is not specific to her, this is how their legal system works, that when you go to court, mm-hmm. the defendant is literally in a cage. No joke.
That's surprising.
And that's what they do with everyone.
Right.
That's how their alleged judicial system works.
Yes. Would you ever want to live in Russia?
You are presented to the jury and the judge literally in a cage.
I'm not.
Like, what?
I'm not blaming her, but I will say this. I don't care how much Russian sports talk radio was willing to pay you and I.
Yeah.
I ain't going.
And she'd been there like three or four summers in a row.
No, and I get that.
For the income.
I get that. There are certain places in this world, in fact, it's most places in this world, where there is not a check big enough for you to write that's going to make me say, I'm going to live there. Would you, Craig?
I would not move there, no.
Okay.
I would not.
$10 million American dollars per year.
And I got to live there?
2-year contract. You're locked in.
No.
No. My man.
The question is, what if you could do it from here?
Well, that's a different story.
That's a different question.
Yes.
That becomes a live golf question is what that becomes, right?
Yeah.
Right. You've got a number.
That's very different.
Yes.
No, it absolutely is very different because my point to you is safety. My point to you is I'm not living in a foreign country.
You can wake up one day having done nothing wrong. Now, you could allege that she did break their rules, but in reality, it's cockamamie because, you know, you can do it here, no problem.
What's to
stop
them?
She had a couple vape pens on her.
What's to stop them from making up a crime I committed?
But they didn't in this case.
No, I totally get that, but the punishment doesn't fit that crime.
I agree. 10 years she's looking at.
Like, I'll give you an example. I'm driving to work, and I go 55 miles an hour in a 30.
Yeah.
Well, in Russian law, if you have red hair and you speed that much, jail for 5 years.
Well, I agree with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that one I can agree with.
Right.
Well, I'm saying, you probably should slow down. You're in a school zone, Evan. What do you think?
See, at least in New York City, they just send a picture of my car speeding and charge me $70.
Yeah, Sonny was telling me there's a, I forget where the hell it was. They put a speed camera up, like near a bridge or something like that. Whatever it was. I'm kind of making that part up.
Yeah.
And in the first year alone, they raised $8 million.
Yeah. And what are they doing with that money, by the way?
God only knows. Here's Rick on the fan, Carton Roberts. Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy belated 4th. Yeah. Let me quickly tell a story to you guys. You just happened to bring this up about Russia. In 2000, we went, my 6 children, my last one, we adopted a little girl from the Ukraine. And but when we went over there, this is in the year 2000, so things were pretty, it was pretty a dark place over there in Kiev and everything. And everything is so 1940s-ish and all this stuff. But we were told that you cannot take pictures of any of the policemen, or because everybody's the tourists that are there, like, oh, I'll take a picture and this and that, because you can be arrested for being a spy. Okay,
wow.
And they could put you in jail, and they say they'll never see you again, right? So we were there, and our last day, bringing my daughter home. She's a little infant from an orphanage, and we're at the in Kharkiv, and I happened to get out. I said to my driver who was there, I said, "Can I take a picture?" He goes, "Yeah, go ahead." I get out. I got a dumb old Navy sweatshirt on, like an idiot. And I take a picture. Next thing you know, we get pulled over, and the cops want to see our film and camera. He says, "What were you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just taking a picture." He goes, No. You come with us to jail. We're taking you to jail." I'm like, "What?" We had to give him, of course, every penny we had, a couple $100, which is like a year wages for these guys, and they took us that way. But it was the thought that they could actually do that was the scary part.
That's got to be the scariest thing you've ever experienced. Oh, my God.
That's more evidence why I'm never leaving this country ever again. I'm done. I'm staying.
So it was a crazy experience, and to this day, it's a great story. But, for that moment, we could be lost in the prison system. Who knows, right?
And here's the reality. If Brittany Griner is not a WNBA star, and obviously 6'6", however tall she is, and a known personality here, you have no idea she's even in
prison. It's getting publicity because she's very famous, but God knows how many other stories like this are occurring that we don't know about.
Hey, the reason I called and I wanted to, you guys are talking, well, Evan, I know you're talking a lot about your guy who cheated on you, Durant, but what do you really think that you're going to get four number ones, three superstars for this age?
Well, not three superstars, but Rudy Gobert just got back five first-round picks, and he's still playing even though he's 34 years old, or he's going to be 34. He's playing the best basketball of his career. He's a top three player in the sport.
Twisted ankle away from being out another 6 months.
No doubt. Like, that is a legitimate worry I would have if I'm trading for him. It's a worry I have with him on my basketball team. But he is playing at his peak right now statistically. And if you look at what the Jazz just got for Rudy Gobert, they're going to get, first of all, they're going to get all the picks. The question is, what kind of all-star caliber talent can they get back? They're not getting three all-star players. That's not realistic.
You said three plus four number ones, but I tell you, you're going to have to just stick with him. He ain't going anywhere. You're going to have to stick
if
with him.
If I get the right offer, I'm trading him. And I know what my right offer is. I know what would make me say, okay, I'm done.
And you know that, just to be fair, that whatever it is that you get in return that you would accept at this point, you're not going to be as good as you could have been
100%.
If everybody came
Here's
back.
Here's the trade-off
and
I'm
making. And that's the rub on it.
Absolutely. Craig, no denying that. Here's the trade I'm making. I'm losing a realistic shot at winning an NBA title now for potentially a good seven-year run that I'm building around. Doesn't mean I'm ever going to win anything. I'll make that clear.
But you think you're going to build a playoff team and you roll the dice.
That's my hope. That would be what I...
That's so sad.
Of course it's sad.
Considering you guys were the favorites to win it all last
year. No doubt. When you sign Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, and then you make the Harden trade, they had to win a title. And here's what's the saddest of them all. They didn't only not win a title. The furthest they went was the second freaking round, which is the same distance they went in the Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce
now,
era.
Now, what happened in that second round? Because I forgot.
In the second round against with KG and Paul Pierce?
No.
They lost in
Durant,
five to Miami.
Durant. How did that end?
They lost in seven. Brutally, with James Harden playing like a shell of his former self on one leg.
Yeah.
With Kyrie Irving out because of Giannis's giant feet.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant missing what could have been a series-winning, potentially
threw an air
winning.
Ball, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about the three that went, but was short, was for a tie. As opposed to the game-winning three.
The big feet.
Yeah. The big foot.
The big foot.
The big inch.
You know, it's funny. When you start thinking about all the little things that certain teams have a connection to, good and or bad, right? Mm-hmm. So whether it's, you know, the black cat in 69, whether it's the guy that you flew in on the parachute in 86, whether it's, you know, name your favorite thing. In Brooklyn Net lore.
It's the foot?
It's the big sneaker.
It's more than that, bro.
How about that?
That's a part of it.
You guys lost a championship because you had big feet.
Yes and no. That's a part
like
of it.
A
I'm not
clown.
Denying that. But the thing that's really going to kill me, that's going to eat at me, is that we never saw it whole.
That's
the thing. And I totally get the toe thing. Obviously, it's a game-winning three. Do they beat Atlanta? Maybe. Do they beat Phoenix? Maybe. I don't know. I can't even think about that. It's that we never fully saw what they had. And then they blew it up too early.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, right now, in a perfect world, here's what I would do if Durant was okay with it. I would have wanted to give it one shot.
Come out. Why that caveat?
Because I don't think you can win if you don't have buy-in from your players.
Hmm.
I don't. Am I wrong?
No, clearly in the NBA, you're right.
If he doesn't buy in, how the hell am I going to run it back?
I would say the NBA player, not just your guys. I'm sure my guys are too. Like we saw Julius Randle, to be fair about it, right? Are the most sensitive, needy athletes of any sport. I can't speak for European soccer players. Maybe they're the same. I don't know. But we NBA owners are so worried about their relationship with players.
Well, no, but
NFL
Craig,
doesn't do that.
But Craig,
baseball doesn't do it.
Let's say you
hockey doesn't do
let's
it.
Let's say you own the Nets and you said, you know what, guys, you have a contract, you're playing.
You're
and
coming back
that.
To play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now walk me through this.
Go ahead.
It's opening night in Brooklyn.
Let's hear it.
And 70% of the crowd boos Kevin Durant. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the energy that's going to be surrounding
this
team.
They'll get over as soon as he drops 30.
I agree. Yeah. And by the way, I wouldn't boo him. He's on my team.
Right.
What, you think I'm going to boo him?
Right.
But do you think that you're going to win forcing guys to play basketball where they don't want to play?
I mean, listen.
Because that's all I care about, bro.
But here's the problem.
That's all I care about.
A year ago, I gave you a huge contract. I guaranteed a couple $100 million.
I understand.
And while I do not support the rhetoric of shut up and dribble, because I do think it's offensive, right? In this particular case, I'm paying you an unbelievable amount of money. As Durant, by the way, to his credit, all year this past year, said, I have no problems. I'm paid an obscene amount of money to play basketball.
He always said the right
thing. The Harden drama doesn't affect me at all. Yep. I'm a basketball player.
Even the vaccine stuff.
To his credit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So go play basketball and shut up.
But Craig, what you're saying is fair, and I understand it. And I think most people listening would completely agree with you. Now, come to my perspective.
Go ahead.
I'm a fan of that basketball team, okay? I want to win. That's all I care about. I want to see my freaking team win. Kyrie Irving has not demanded a trade. I want to make that clear.
That's right.
Never anywhere.
Matter of fact, to the contrary, instead of coming back to play with my guy.
So Kyrie, even though we're all speculating about it.
Kyrie's got a history of how much does he really want to play.
Totally get that.
Durant doesn't have that.
Right.
Durant wants to play.
Right.
I think he's proven that. You know, non-injuries, right? I think at some point you go tough love. And tough love in this case is $40 million a year for 4 years. You're going to be just fine, right? We expect you to honor your contract.
Craig, you can't go that way. Here's how it has to go.
I hate that.
Here's how it has to
go. I really do.
You get him in a room and say, here's the deal, Kevin. We will give you a year. Much like the Packers said to Aaron Rodgers. 1 year. We want full buy-in. You got Ben Simmons. Look at the wings we've just been adding. We're building our team around you. We're signing TJ Warren. We're bringing back Patty Mills. We're trying to win. 1 year. And we promise you, man of my word, this is what I say if I'm Cy or Sean Marks.
You pull the Green Bay Packer bit.
We go 1 year. If it doesn't work, we promise you we will trade you. We promise you.
Yeah.
But you have to have a year of buy-in. Because you can't have a year of we're forcing you, a year of you better honor your contract. You have to have a year of buy-in. You need Kevin Durant in front of the media to say, I'm in for this year.
I don't like having to do it, but if I got to do it, I do it.
In the circumstances that I'm in and every Nets fan's in, that's the only possibility besides trading him. You can't force him back and say too bad.
And I think that's the biggest problem the league has and Adam Silver has to figure out with the players' union. That this type of thing, and I'm not saying it because it's the Nets. It's been going on for a number of years now across the league. You can't have it. It's bad, Craig, for the league.
I agree with you, and I've heard people make this point. Right now, my focus is the basketball team I root for.
Yeah,
I respect looking at the league. I respect everyone looking at the league. This isn't good for basketball. Nah. Right now, all I care about is how the hell do we clean up this mess? How do we do it?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you Julius Randle for him.
No.
Come on.
No.
All right, fine. I'll give you Julius and Quigley.
You can't give me your entire roster and all your picks. I'd still say no.
I'm all for you, Julius, Quigley. Twist my arm, I'll give you a pick.
No.
Twist my arm, I'll give you a pick. All right, fine. I'll give you a pick.
Will it bother you if the Nets pull off a four-team trade that lands me Spider Donovan Mitchell? Would that bother you?
Well, it depends what else you have.
You Knicks fans have been fantasizing about him.
Donovan Mitchell alone's not winning anything.
No, I told you the package I want. Scotty Barnes, OG Anunoby, a couple of picks I shipped to Utah for Donovan. And Ben Simmons goes too. Ben can't be on the team.
So you have Mitchell, Barnes.
And OG.
And OG. And Curry.
Yeah, and Joe Harris, I'm not trading him. I deal Kyrie in a three-way trade. I come back with Miles Turner.
You probably could trade
him. No, I'll take both of them.
You want both?
I'm the GM.
Yeah.
They're both here.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
You take your hands off of them.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say for a moment, you were the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
You would go your route of, give me a year, buy-in.
I would have that conversation.
You would.
And based on that conversation, I'd be taking phone calls. Because I think that
you have to, right?
I'm taking phone calls, and if I get the deal I want, which I just told you what it is, I'm not hiding, that's the deal I want, I'd consider saying, you know what, F it, I'm making the deal now.
Yeah.
Because let's say I don't win next year, my return on Kevin Durant only gets worse. He's only a year older. Who knows what kind of year he has? He's coming off this incredible year when he played. So I think if I get the magic offer, I say, you know what, failed experiment, it didn't work, but we're able to pivot into this new era.
When'd you buy that New York Cubans hat?
About 5 days ago.
Yeah, recent. That's a recent purchase.
What's your issue with my Cubans?
I didn't say I had an issue.
What's the issue?
I know it's new though.
Well, yeah, I just bought it.
Yeah,
because you've never seen me wear it.
Yeah, where'd you buy it?
Fanatics.
And I paid Fanatics. $50
About $40.
$40.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
What's wrong with my Cubans?
Nothing. Can I see the front?
Yeah,
it's great. The front. Check this out.
Nice.
Cool NY.
Looks better on your backwards. I agree.
Thank you.
No, you got to flip that. Flip that around.
See, I know.
Yeah, all good.
Bad
it's just
hat.
Weird that you wore the brand new hat with the rainbow shirt today.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Doesn't match?
I keep tabs.
Do you not think it matches?
Doesn't match at all.
No. So you have to match the hat with the shirt?
Well, the hat's dope. I like the hat.
You do like the hat.
I don't, for some reason on you, It does look better backwards.
Thank you.
Because you have a weird head.
I do.
I agree. But that hat does not go with the rainbow shirt from the Gap.
So what would New York Cubans hat go with? Like, would I need a red shirt, a black shirt, maybe a blue shirt?
Maybe even like an old school, like bowler's button-down shirt, black on black.
Gotcha.
I know you're
still new to working like with me. Yeah. I know this is all new to you. Don't you realize I have no fashion sense?
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware of that. Because tomorrow you're going to wear the jet shirt I gave you. That gets us to Thursday. Probably a Met shirt. You probably go to a Met game.
Bingo. He nailed it. He knows it. He's going to the Met game Thursday. Let's see what he wears. Yeah.
No, it's a good hat, though.
Thank you.
But you got to wear it with black and red.
You know who the New York Cubans are?
I don't.
Really?
I mean, I'm historically, they're a team.
You know anything about them?
A Negro League team?
They played in the Polo Grounds. They were a Negro League team that had a lot of Latino baseball players. Minnie Minoso played for New York.
Why were they called the Cubans?
So they initially didn't play in New York, and I think that because they had a lot of Latino players on their team and maybe a few Cuban players on their team, that's why they went with the nickname. But then they eventually moved to New York, played in the Polo Grounds, and played up until 1950 when the Negro Leagues obviously
shut
down.
Were they assimilated by another team?
I don't think so,
Were their rights transferred to Yankees, Dodgers, whatever?
No, I don't think so.
They just disbanded.
But they won one league championship.
They got it. Who was the star of that team?
I bet you Minnie Minoso was, but I got to double check. I'm not sure.
I think that's a big band song, right?
What's that?
Minnie Minoso.
Minnie Minoso.
Big band song.
Big band song?
Yes.
Is it named after Minnie Minoso?
I think the name of the song is Minnie Mimosa.
So Minnie Minoso.
That's
confusing me.
See if you can bring it up.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Cab Calloway, who is the big band director, they did a song called Minnie Minoso. Can you look that up or not?
Find that song. I'm curious.
No joke.
I don't know if I've heard it.
It's arguably the most popular big band song of all time. Hmm. It's even featured in the Blues Brothers. You know, big trumpet in it. Anyway.
What year did it come out?
Oh,
I'm just trying to think about the time.
I can't answer those
Because
questions.
Minoso played in like the 50s and the
60s. It would have been around there.
So it was definitely named after.
I'm thinking more 50s and 60s.
Right.
But Cab Calloway had a song called Minnie Minoso.
So it was after he was like an established
star. I'm assuming he must have been a huge star.
Yeah.
A huge Latin American star, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you guys have that on like Spotify or
something?
He
was the Cuban Comet.
The Cuban Comet.
Yeah.
Because he was fast.
And he played. They kept bringing him back. He played until he was like 50.
Can you play that, guys, or no? I mean, if you can't find it, just tell me.
You know who would have found it? Big Mac would have found it.
No, he wouldn't have.
You don't think so?
Let me hear. Yeah. See the trumpets?
I hear it.
Slow start, that. Doesn't get right into the meat of it.
Did they ever say his name in it?
Hey, folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher.
Was a lowdown.
Was a lowdown. Hoochie coochie.
Yeah.
She was the
rockest. All right, stop it.
Spread.
I made a mistake. The name of the song.
It's not Minnie Minoso. We say Minnie the something.
The name of the song is Minnie the Moocher, not Minnie Minoso.
So it's not named after Minnie Minoso. In fact, it's an insulting song.
Said. Yeah. Sorry about that.
The fact that Connor found the song and played it, we were able to prove live on the air as opposed to just your Twitter feed.
I got that wrong.
That you are an idiot.
I'm not on Twitter today.
What?
Yeah, I'm taking a little break.
You want me to tell you what people are telling you on Twitter?
No, it's okay. I know I'm ugly. I already know that.
Let's see what's going on.
Yes. Yeah. I know I lost Pulse of the People. Yes, I'm all good. It's all good.
Story about Minnie the Moocher.
Minnie the Moocher.
For some reason, I thought that was Minnie Minoso.
I'm getting a lot of tweets. Minnie the Moocher, you idiot. Minnie the Moocher.
All right, I'll take the L. I've got a little bit of culture, not enough. But I knew Cab Calloway. I at least get a point for Cab Calloway.
Yes.
And I get a point for Minnie.
You get a point for Minnie.
I'll take a 3-point loss on Minoso versus Moocher.
I'll give you this.
Go ahead.
One of the tweets says, please, Craig, have Evan change that stupid shirt.
Yeah, it's not the hat. The hat's
Here's
good.
Why, no, the hat's awesome. The shirt's Here's not why good. A guy like Joey Cracks doesn't like the shirt.
Yeah.
There's a reason. The Yankee fans think I'm wearing an Astro shirt. That's what
bit.
It comes down to. They feel I'm rubbing it in. Meanwhile, the Mets went 0-4 against the Astros, but not my problem. They're not in my league.
Yeah.
But I think the Yankee fan thinks I'm like tweaking them.
I'm not tweaking them.
You going like back the all the way before the Indian series to tweak them about the 2-1 loss to the Astros?
They can't beat the Astros.
They cannot beat the Astros.
Let's face it.
We're all well aware of that.
They're 2-3, and the two
Let
wins, to quote
something.
You, very lucky.
Yeah, but fluky. Fluky wins. Here's what the Yankees need. No joke. As great a season as this is clearly going to be, there's no reason to think that they're going to go on, you know, some 3-17 streak at all. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, right? The thing the Yankees need this year, more than anything else, they need the Boston Red Sox to beat the Houston Astros.
Oh, come on.
That's what they need.
That's what they need?
Yeah. That's what they need.
What's so different
than Tampa to beat them. Like it, or, you know, some other, you know, team that jumps into
and
it.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. The Braves got defeated by the Cardinals in 2000, helped the Mets win the pennant.
Yeah, come on.
But that's the biggest difference between 1998, which a lot of us experienced, and 2022. In 1998, mainly because they had won two previous titles, or one previous title. No, they only won one, 96. There was that confidence of no one's beating us.
Right.
We're this good.
Even go down 1-0, we're going to win.
We're not scared of anybody.
Right.
And I think the difference with this team is you don't trust them the way you trusted
well,
that 98
I don't trust
team.
Them against Houston.
They don't have a championship pedigree.
We don't have an ace.
And you're scared of the Astros.
Yeah.
I
admit, I have no problem as the biggest Yankee fan currently here today.
You're afraid.
I don't like using the term afraid.
You're scared.
I'm not comfortable.
You're not comfortable.
I don't want to play the Astros in the postseason.
You're very, very scared.
Because I don't think we'll beat them.
5'7", Jose Altuve.
Yes.
Haunts your dreams.
He doesn't haunt my dreams.
He kind of does.
I wasn't a Yankee fan then.
He haunts you.
He's gonna...
look what he's done just in the last 2 years in the regular season against you.
That...
Justin Verlander looking into your eyes.
Have you ever contemplated how big a star Altuve would be here?
Oh.
If he played here for either team. At 5'7", with the balls this guy's got and the ability.
MVP.
That dude would literally, he would be, I don't know.
He'd be Jeter.
He would be Jeter.
He's Jeter.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all. By the way, and I like the little dig. We didn't get into it. That Pete Alonso gave Aaron Judge. I like the little dig.
What did he make?
Little dig.
I tried to get him to engage.
It'd be nice if he played in it, but if he doesn't, he doesn't.
It'd be nice. You think that's a dig?
It'd be nice.
By the way.
Okay. I mean, I've won it twice.
Take a step back for a second. The home run derby at your age probably doesn't excite you. Is that fair to say?
You know, honestly, the last time it excited me.
Yeah.
And this, I can't tell you why, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hamilton, Yankee Stadium.
Okay, fair enough.
Josh Hamilton that night was something.
It was amazing.
I don't remember seeing before
Incredible.
Or after.
2008 was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was 14 years ago.
He also
ago.
Then came on our show and told me that he, as a minor leaguer, would spend nights sitting in his whatever motel the guy stayed in, staring at static on the TV and talk to Jesus, which I found fascinating.
Did you push him on that or something?
100%
And then, was he offended by that?
He was.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So anyway, good.
You haven't been into a home run derby in a while. Neither have I. Probably the late 90s.
The last home run derby I went to was at Citi Field.
Okay, Citi Field, I was there too.
Yeah.
Remember who put on a show? Future Met Yoenis Cespedes.
Yes.
But here's the point. If Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge both said, let's do it. This is great for baseball, great for New York.
Yeah, I agree.
Two best teams on the planet, arguably. I know the Astros, but whatever. I think that this city, as much as we're cynical, as much as we say, it's the home run derby, I think there would be so much juice in this town for this derby.
That's much like I told you, I think you agree with me, that this year, in a vacuum, the Subway Series is going to feel like a World Series.
No doubt about it, but I think in the case of Pete and Aaron Judge, they're two preeminent sluggers.
Matter of fact, I was talking to the Yankees earlier today, because you and I think on the Monday, are going to do a show from the Bronx.
When they play in August.
When they play in August.
They play in July at Citi, they play at Yankee Stadium in August.
We can't do shows from Citi Field, because we're the Yankee station, everyone understands
that. But the Yankees are playing.
But still, Citi Field, I respect
that. That's very odd to me, but okay.
We're going to do one show from somewhere near or at Yankee Stadium. So I reached out to the Yankees today. And I said, we'd like to broadcast from behind the plate.
That'd be awesome.
Now, they misunderstood what I meant. They said, well, all those seats are sold out. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be filled because it's a Subway Series. And I said, no. I mean on the field.
That'd be tremendous.
So there's a good chance we'll be at Hard Rock. or it stands.
So you're saying it's not going to happen?
But I did request, just so you know, that we broadcast from behind the batting cage.
That'd be tremendous.
On the field at Yankee Stadium.
I expect you to have the power to pull that off.
Let me see if I have an update on that.
You missed the
I do not.
You know what update?
No.
I want to see you pull that off. Look, the Subway Series is going to have a lot of juice.
It's going to be, by the way, juice is an understatement.
No, it's going to be great.
It is going to be off
and
the
look,
hizzy.
I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but I'll say it now. I'll get it out of the way a few weeks ahead of time. The games mean nothing. Like, we're going to be excited about it.
Means
no,
everything.
They don't mean anything.
It means everything.
No, they don't.
It's like, as dumb as it was for Rex Ryan to try to beat the Giants and put Mark Sanchez back into the game so he had New York bragging rights in the Snoopy Bowl, this is that times a million.
Well, no,
this
that
means
was,
everything.
That was an exhibition game.
Because
this is a regular
here's
season
the reality.
Game.
This is your World Series.
No, it's see, that's the problem. Come on. That's the problem.
This
we're
is
trying to get
to
the World Series.
This is your World
no,
Series.
No, when the Knicks played the Nets, that was your NBA Finals. We would agree with that.
Close.
Okay? Very close.
Apparently, I blew a 28-point lead twice.
By the way, apparently it was our NBA Finals, too. Because it didn't get any closer. But if you get me judging Alonzo
that'd be cool.
In the home run derby. Now,
it'd
Judge
cool.
won't do it. I understand. He's too big for that now. Pete still loves it. Pete's still connected to the fans, unlike Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
But I think that would be great for this town and great for baseball. Aaron Judge, if you're listening, please reconsider.
He's not going to. But
oh,
I'm with
cause
you.
Because he's a little
he
a
doesn't
want
to lose to Pete Alonzo.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
what if I lost to Pete Alonzo?
It's bad for my swing.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Hey, 877-337-6666. I know you've been holding a long time. Promise. We'll get all your calls coming up next segment. And we'll give you, arguably, the greatest individual competitor in the history of North American sports. Right after this on The Fan. Now, when things are getting heated, we're not just keeping it calm. Dunkin' knows we got to keep it cool, too. With a $3 medium ice cold brew, and not just any cold brew, New York, one that's slow steeped and mixed with brown sugar molasses flavor. By the way, you know, I've been with Dunkin' Donuts a long time, me and Boomer in the morning, right? And Boomer's going to be very upset, Evan, because I have acquired, before Boomer has acquired it, the coveted Dunkin' Donut black card.
Ah.
There's only, prior to now, one in existence. Now there's going to be two. And I got it before
Boomer. Is Boomer ever going to get one?
Yeah, after me.
Wow.
He gets his after I get mine.
Gotcha.
That's right.
When do I get mine? Do I ever get one?
I got you covered. Don't
worry. Oh, you got me. Thanks.
Anytime you want Dunkin', you just come see Uncle Craigie.
Jelly all donuts right? Tomorrow. Thanks.
Well, I don't have it yet.
What are you getting it?
Well, I got end of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, next week.
Next week?
Jelly donut.
Jelly donut.
Every day.
Every
I'm going to get you a jelly donut.
Thank you.
Every day.
Thank you.
And you're going to rub Boomer's nose in it.
Yes, I am.
Because I've got the black card.
Yes.
He doesn't.
Since Boomer is going to rub my nose into the debacle that was Kevin Durant,
yes.
My return fire
jelly
will be...
Jelly donuts.
Jelly donut.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.